This guide gets Pickel MCP installed, connected to Claude Code, and running semantic search against your codebase in under 5 minutes. Prerequisites: Claude Code CLI installed, Python 3.9 plus a codebase to index. Step 1, install Pickel MCP. Pickel MCP is the MCP server that handles indexing and search. Install it from PyPI into the Python environment Claude Code will use to launch it. Pip install Pickel MCP, confirm the install succeeded and note the path to the executable, you'll need it in the next step. Which Pickel MCP? Try this install into a dedicated virtual env if you run multiple MCP servers. Keeps dependencies isolated and makes upgrades straightforward. Step 2. Add MCP server to Claude Code. Config Claude Code reads MCP server definitions from /.claude/settings.json. You register Pickel MCP there so Claude Code can launch it automatically at session start. Open /.claude/settings.json and add the server under the MCP servers key, MCP servers, Pickel MCP, command, Pickel MCP, args, env. If MCP servers doesn't exist yet, create it. If other servers are already listed, add Pickel MCP alongside them, don't replace the existing entries. Warning: use the full absolute path to the Pickel MCP binary if Claude Code launches in an environment where your shell path isn't available. Replace command, Pickel MCP with command, /full/path/to/PickelMCP. Step 3, index your codebase. Indexing walks your project directory, chunks the source files, generates embeddings, and stores them in ChromaDB. You run this once per project or again after large structural changes. Start a new Claude Code session in your project directory, then call index underscore codebase via the tool interface, index underscore codebase, path equals /absolute/path/to/your/project. A typical codebase produces around 6,500 chunks. Indexing takes 30 to 90 seconds depending on project size and machine. You'll see a completion count when it finishes. Key insight: the index is stored persistently in ChromaDB. You don't re-index every session, only when your codebase changes substantially. Check status anytime with index underscore stats. Step 4, run your first semantic search. Once indexed, search underscore code accepts natural language queries and returns the most relevant chunks ranked by hybrid semantic plus BM25 fusion scoring. You don't need to know exact function or file names. Search underscore code, query equals authentication middleware. Try a few queries that reflect how your codebase is structured: error handling, database connections, API routing. The results include file paths and line references so you can navigate directly to the code. Search underscore code, query equals database connection pooling. Search underscore code, query equals request validation logic. Try this phrase: queries as descriptions of behavior, not symbol names. Validates user input on form submit, finds more than validate does. Step 5, verify the integration is working. Run index underscore stats to confirm the index is populated in token underscore stats to see that your queries are registering. Both should return data after completing steps 3 and 4. Index underscore stats, token underscore stats, last underscore n equals 5, index underscore stats returns the chunk count for your indexed codebase. Token underscore stats, last underscore n equals 5, shows the last 5 search queries with token usage, a quick sanity check that the server is receiving and processing requests. If either call returns empty or an error, check that Pickel MCP appears in Claude Code's active MCP servers list and that the path in settings.json resolves correctly. Key insight: you can register multiple codebases under different names. Each call to index underscore codebase with a distinct path creates a separate index, useful when working across multiple projects in the same Claude Code environment. What's next? Next guide: your first semantic search. Next guide: resume work with session context. Next guide: use one index across multiple tools. All guides.